a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic.
Have you heard a call, Dave, the Great Resignation?
No.
The Great Depression, the Great Recession, the Great Resignation. Look, there's been lots of news coverage, lots of news headlines about workers quitting their jobs. But I think CNN wins the show-stopping headline of the week award for this one. You want to hear the headline?
Yep.
A record 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August.
That's a massive number. Incredible number. 4.3 million people quit. Like, just full on, here's my 2 weeks.
I want to walk you through the article. I want to walk you through the article because there's some nuggets in there that are juicy that really give us an eye-opening look at why people are quitting.
And another aspect of this that's very, very interesting, remember, if you quit your job, you're not eligible for unemployment benefits. So that's interesting that people are saying, I'm quitting, and I'm either staying home or I'm going to find another job. There's no real benefit to quitting. You're not going to get a little cash flow.
I want to thank CNN personally for this headline because it launched us into a one-hour commitment to this topic. We're going to talk about that headline right now at 10:05. We've got Mark Nold from Workforce Services calling the show live. We're going to ask him where they're going. Are they starting their own businesses? And at 10:20, we found some fascinating new research just out. I believe it was just released this week. It shows what employees want. So if you're an employer, this one's for you at 10:20. And it is not just more money.
And that's huge because I think a lot of employers right now are panicking because profit margins are thin and you're trying to figure out, well, what can I do? I can't give everyone raises, big, huge raises. Well, it's not just about the money, and we'll dive into that.
And at 10, just after that, Boyd Matheson in studio. Did you hear about this worker strike at Kellogg? Like,
yeah.
What's your favorite? You like Fruit Loops, don't you?
I do like Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes.
Are your favorite? Okay. Well, there's hundreds of Kellogg employees who have walked off the job. They are on strike right now. And some of the working conditions that I was reading about and listening to, we got to talk about that. But they're in the driver's seat now, right? Employees are in the driver's seat. Let's dive into that CNN article to see what is going on. And it is clear that the pendulum has swung. Have you heard? We've heard stuff like, hey, it's a buyer's market when it comes to the housing market. It's a seller's market. Well, if you're in the workforce right now, it is an employee's market. And here's one of the nuggets that I found in this article that I want to chat out with you right now, Dave. The American worker is now confident that he or she has the bargaining power and can obtain a reasonable wage and working conditions. I've heard no truer statement in all of my years in the workforce.
I've always felt lucky for whatever people will pay me.
Oh, my goodness.
I never felt like, you know what, I do have the bargaining power to demand this or this or this. I'm always like, don't fire me. just pay me whatever you can afford.
I feel lucky to have access to this building. That's your mentality. It's shifting now across this nation and in Utah. And we should be talking to our kids about this. You have kids that are in the workforce. Talk about Aubrey. I mean, she's been, I think, kind of settling for that, what was it, $10 an hour job?
Yeah. I've been trying to get her to quit. I think I'm the only dad in America that has actually quit your job, but find something better. The reason I'm saying quit your job is because there is so much money out there to be made in just about anything that is more than $10 an hour. but there's other elements to it. It's not just about pay for her, and that's going to be a conversation we're going to dive into in about 10 minutes.
That goes to the working conditions.
Yeah.
What does she like about her working conditions that's keeping her at that wage?
Flexibility.
Okay.
Flexibility is paramount for her because she's in school, she plays softball, she needs that flexibility, and her work has been fantastic to work with. They've been phenomenal.
You know why?
So she's getting paid 30 to 50% less than everybody else, but the trade-off is, oh, you're going to work with me and let me do all the other things I like to do? Great. I will show loyalty to you.
What if she could go find a job making $15 an hour right now at any other store in that same zip code and also demand flexibility? Because that is the work environment we are in right now. And don't we have a job as parents to empower our kids to recognize that?
Yeah, but it's a little scary. It's scary to leave your job. It's scary because even though we think there's jobs waiting, is there really? Is there really?
So going deeper into that CNN article where the headline just caught my attention, 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August. The second detail that I found, Dave, that fascinated me is that the bargaining power that employees feel right now comes from the willingness to quit jobs they don't like and look for new ones. And they're looking at more than the wages. They're reassessing their quality of life and their purpose. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, I think if you walk around downtown and you see, now hiring, employees wanted, please come to work for us. You do feel empowered to leave that job that hasn't been paying you enough. Perhaps you don't have like even vacation days. You call in sick and you don't get paid for your sick days. I feel you. I mean, I feel you because I was in that position at one point. And what I would have given to be able to walk across the street and say, okay, at least I have a week vacation from this job whenever I want it.
I remember the one time I quit a job because I hated it was when I was working construction. I was digging foundations and had a shovel in my hand. And I left that to go be a road striper. Which is, painting the road, the lines on the road. It was not a great move. I didn't love either job, but satisfaction, I started realizing early on in my life, job satisfaction was important for me. I had to like the job. I would accept less money and I would accept a bad schedule if I loved what I was doing. And that really formed the way I've moved from job to job to job.
But you haven't always loved every minute of your job as a producer or a
but
photographer.
Nobody does,
okay, that's
right?
All, but I'm getting to a point here. Don't you have to in the past when there weren't the world was not flush with job openings. Didn't you feel it necessary to kind of put up and stay quiet about it?
For sure. Absolutely.
Would you if it were the market we were in now, would you feel more empowered to go to the boss and ask for a raise?
Yes.
To get you to stay around or another week of vacation?
Yeah.
Because you need a week away from the job. I wonder if people who want to stay in their jobs because they do love them also feel empowered to go into the boss's office and ask that very question. I want a raise. Will you give it to me? Starting Monday. I want an extra week of vacation. No more just 2 weeks. I burn through it too fast. I need the third week because I've got kids that are in, and I want to spend more time with them.
Right. I think because there's options and there's a variety of things you can do. Right, it's not just this is what I know how to do. I'm a radio talk show host. Well, I don't feel like I'm only a radio talk show host. I could go be work in marketing or PR or information. There's a lot of things I can do, and I think because there's a lot of demand for jobs right now, it opens up possibilities. And I start thinking, could I do that job? Oh, I think I probably could. I think I have some skills that would cross over.
We're just launching into this conversation. In the next hour, straight ahead, Mark Nold, chief economist with the Department of Workforce Services. We're going to ask him, everyone seems to be quitting, or a lot of people do. Where are they going?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.